This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Wednesday restated his vow to eradicate Hamas and told the group's members surrender or die in televised comments, which suggested any possible new truce under consideration would be short-lived. Netanyahu repeated that the war would end only with U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas eradicated, all hostages freed, and Gaza posing no more threat. He said, whoever thinks we will stop is detached from reality. All Hamas terrorists, from the first to the last, are dead men walking. Lawyers for former U.S. President Donald Trump are asking the Supreme Court to stay out of a dispute over whether he's immune from prosecution. AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
Donald Trump's legal team is urging the Supreme Court to stand down from a dispute over whether he can be prosecuted on charges he plotted to overturn the 2020 election results. Last week, special counsel Jack Smith's team asked the high court to quickly consider Trump's claims that he enjoys immunity from prosecution as a former president. The request for a speedy ruling seems designed to prevent any delays that could postpone Trump's trial until after the 2024 election. The trial is scheduled to begin in March. A lower appeals court in Washington is already considering the same question and has scheduled arguments for January 9th. Mike Hempen, Washington.
U.S. President Joe Biden said Wednesday Donald Trump had clearly backed an insurrection after the state of Colorado's top court blocked the Republican from seeking a second term over the 2021 Capitol assault, but Biden did say the matter was up to the courts. This is VOA News.